About 2 years ago, we developed a hunter-harvested wing collection program statewide, where we're hoping to collect wings and tails from harvested grouse and ptarmigan statewide. And from those samples, we can estimate sex and age and harvest composition. We can also get a real crude estimate on juvenile production from the previous summer. And it just really helps us. It's a relatively easy way for us to get some of those metrics on these populations with that otherwise we might not be able to get. And so we're looking for hunters that are interested in voluntarily providing us these samples. And we've created wing envelopes and postage paid return envelopes so that we hope that there's no expense to the hunter, and in hopes of it further encouraging more people to participate.
How do the populations look on a statewide level anyway? Do you have a handle at all on how things look for grouse or for ptarmigan?
Well, we're currently in the midst of our annual springtime abundance assessment, and typically most of those surveys that we're doing are for ruffed sharptail grouse and willow and rock ptarmigan, primarily along the primary road system in Alaska. However, in Southeast Alaska, Division of Wildlife Conservation staff with the department are doing their annual springtime and sort of early summer pellet counts for Sitka black-tailed deer down there, and they've offered to help us out, me out, in collecting any observations they get for Franklin spruce grouse and sooty grouse down in Southeast. So that's one more metric we use to assess abundance and how the populations are doing. Generally in Southeast Alaska, the populations are doing fairly well for both sooty grouse, primarily sooty grouse, but reports are relatively good for ptarmigan as well up in the higher country. Generally, though, where hunters can easily access good hunting locations adjacent to the road, populations are generally a little bit lower than they are in more remote areas of the Southeast.
Anything else folks should know about the program?
Yeah, there is, actually. Because it's a voluntary program, and obviously folks have to put some of their own effort into this to make it successful, we've offered to, once we receive those samples from hunters, we'll look at those relatively quickly within a week or two of us getting them, and I'll turn that back around and get that information back to the hunter. And in addition to that, we will also send them the annual status of small game report that comes out typically by mid to late summer, generally right around the beginning of the hunting season in early August. So if hunters want to participate in this program, all they need to do is provide some kind of a contact for me, whether it's a physical address or an email address, and I can get both the results of their individual samples back to them quickly, and as well as an electronic copy of the report. The report is also going to be available on the small game webpage of the Fish and Game website, which is just www.smallgame.adfg.alaska.gov.